The following program is sponsored in part by friends and partners of Jensen Franklin Media Ministries.
Together, we're inspiring people to live for Jesus. If you're looking for more in life, to live with purpose and peace, to make a difference for your family and those in need around the world, Jesus is the answer. And our mission is to simply point you to Him. You're watching Kingdom Connection with Jensen Franklin.
I want you to open your Bibles with me this morning to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 38, verse 9. My Lord, the King, these men have done evil in that they have what they have done to Jeremiah, the prophet, whom they cast into a dungeon. And listen to these words. He is likely to die. He is likely to die. He's in a dungeon. And I hope that while I preach, somebody comes to your mind. They're in a dungeon, and if something doesn't change, they're likely to die. From hunger in the place where he is, for there is no more bread in the city. Then the king commanded Ebed-Melech, the Ethiopian, saying, take from here 30 men with you and lift Jeremiah the prophet out of the dungeon before he dies. And Ebed-Melech took the men with him and went into the house of the king, listen, under the treasury. Under the treasury. And they took from there old clothes and old rags. Some translations say dirty old rags. And let them down by ropes into the dungeon to Jeremiah. Then Ebed-Melech, the Ethiopian, said to Jeremiah, please put these old clothes and rags under your arms, under the ropes. And Jeremiah did so, and they pulled Jeremiah up with the ropes and lifted him out of the dungeon, out of the muck, the mire, the pit, that he will surely die in, one of the messengers said, if we don't get him out of it. I'll give you my title in just a moment. But this is an amazing story. This man, Jeremiah, who was set apart by God, had a powerful destiny and call on his life before he was ever born, before he was in his mother's womb. The text said in Jeremiah 1 that he was called and ordained to be a prophet to nations. And yet he finds himself sinking and dying in a pit, a dungeon, the muck. It gives descriptions in the book of Jeremiah of this pit that it was sinking mud and filth. And he's dying. He's starving to death there. He may have never made it out of the pit if there had not been for dirty rags that rescued him and pulled him out of the pit. He would have died. He's going to die, the messenger said to the king, if we don't do something to get him out of the pit. Culture change is not easy. Recovery is not easy. Friend change is not easy. Habits that are hard to break is not easy. And people can want it, but the ropes are not offered. And if they're not offered, and if somebody doesn't help someone in this condition, then they will die. They'll die in that filth. They'll die in that dungeon. But the king heard the story, and the king said, I want him out. And I'm going to use unusual means to get him out. I want you to go to my treasury. Now, this is the part of the story that I don't understand unless you see it through spiritual eyes. This is a beautiful picture. He said, go to my treasury. And the question that has to be answered is, what are dirty rags doing in the king's treasury? in his palace. In his palace, he would have had treasury. He would have had his gold. He would have had his silver. He would have had it guarded and vaulted. He would have had rubies and diamonds and worth beyond measure. But in the king's dungeon, he had a place for dirty rags. He had a place, he had a pile of rotten rags that had been stained, that had been marred, that had been forever, they would be stained with where they came from. And yet, the king said, I turn rags into royalty. I am a king who has a place for dirty rags. And before you think this is, yeah, some people, I'm really thinking of some people. You need to think of yourself, because Isaiah 64 said this, that we are all as an unclean thing. And all of our righteousness, all of our religiosity, all of our efforts to, that we get to a place where we think I don't do this and I don't do that, therefore I am just one. All of your righteousness is as filthy rags. And no one is useless to God. God doesn't, you know, if you ever get a stain, I don't care how beautiful and how expensive that tie is, if you ever get a stain on that tie, like a bad stain, which I have a tendency to do every time I wear a tie, my wife now makes me take my tie off and put it in her purse if I wear a tie, because she says, if it can be stained, you'll find a way to do it. There'll be some tomato paste. There'll be a piece of okra on it. There'll be grease. You know, those grease. It's not just you can flake it off. Grease is stain. And I don't care how beautiful that tie is. If you've got a big stain on it, or that dress, or that's whatever it is you're wearing, let me tell you something. You get a stain on it, and everybody's eyes goes to that, and they think you're a sloppy person. So all these rags in the king's treasury, and everybody else, you might as well discard that old tie, is stained. Everybody else, the world would say, throw it away. But the king said, I have a place in my treasure for dirty rags, for rotten rags, torn, tattered, marred, messed up. I'll redeem them. I turn rags into royalty. And yes, the stain, a pain, and what I'm preaching on is don't let your pain be in vain. Because God can use, the rag represents your testimony. The dirty rag represents the dungeon you were in. And here's the key. If you throw a block of gold from the king's treasury down into the muck, it'll sink. Throw some silver, it'll sink. It can't rescue them. The only thing that can reach somebody in the dungeon that they're in is something that is not afraid of that dungeon, because it used to be in it, but the king pulled them out and put them in his treasury. And some people will never be reached until they hear your dirty rag story. Some people will never be reached until they see not your successes, but we reach more people through our failures and through our own struggles and through our own tatters and torns and stains and tears in life. That's what God uses. And we don't need to let our pain be in vain, But we need to say, Lord, I appreciate the gold people who never got in that dungeon and the silver people who never got in that. But Lord, I thank you that there's a pile of rotten rags in your treasury too. And since I went through it and since I've been stained by it, I want you to throw me right back into the dungeon that you brought me out of that somebody else is sinking in. I want to lift them because I know God did it for me. He can do it for them. The sin and the world and Satan will throw you into a rotten rag pile of life. He'll throw you and turn you into a rotten rag with a rap sheet. Rotten rag with an addiction. Rotten rag with a broken family. Rotten rag with bankruptcy. Satan thinks that's what will be the stain on your life for the rest of your life. But what the world calls a stain, God calls a testimony. God found you and rescued you for a purpose. And he uses these rotten rags to reach people that nobody else can reach because you understand their pain and you understand how hard it is. And if somebody doesn't reach them, they're going to die in their sin and in their filth. Isaiah 64, all of us are as filthy rags. I was stained, I was dark, I was damp, I was torn, I was useless, I was worthless. But the king said, I want him, I value him, I'll protect him like he's gold because I turn rags into royalty and I use people, whoever I want to, however I want to, in any way I want to, and I don't check with people's opinion of who I use to bring somebody else out of the pit. If you're thankful he found you in your pit and in your dungeon, give him a praise right now. The past has no power to hold you hostage. God wants to use your dirty rags to lift somebody else out of a pit of depression, somebody else out of a pit of addiction. Somebody else is going to die in that pit if you don't throw your dirty rag down there and lift them up and lift them out. You're not worthless. You are washed, and God calls you worthy. You are not worthless. You are washed, and God calls you worthy. There's nothing too dirty that God can't make worthy by the blood of Jesus Christ. Your stain is your testimony. And that's what God uses to pull people up. Your past is part of your purpose. Your dirt is part of your destiny and your testimony. Your stain is part of your story. God wants to use your story to pull somebody out of the pit that hell has put them in. You see, Joseph was prideful. Moses was a murderer. Gideon was fearful. Rahab was a prostitute. The Samaritan woman was divorced 4 times and living with number 6 when she led the entire city of Samaria to her new friend, Jesus Christ. Jacob was a cheater. David was an adulterer. Jonah was a backslider, and Samson was a womanizer. And yet all of these rotten, filthy, dirty rags is what God threw back into the pit to pull us up and out of our pit. Because God uses bruised, broken, busted, defeated people
who come to him and repent of their sins. He watches you. And if there's still a stain of the past, it's because he wants to use you. Nobody else can reach that person like you can reach that person. Because you came out of it, you are qualified to tie the rag onto the rope and deliver those who are perishing from the pit. Tell your story. Don't waste your pain. Don't let your pain be in vain. Tell your story. Declare the gospel to unbelievers like never before. They will die there if you don't start telling them what Jesus has done for you. Tell them how you were in prison. Tell them how you were in rehab. Tell them how you were broken. Tell them how you were suicidal. Tell them how you had come to the end of your rope and lost all hope and the dream was dead. Tell them how you were lonely. Tell them how the enemy made you feel like you were nothing but a discarded, filthy, dirty, rotten, good for nothing rag. But he picked you and he chose you. You are a chosen generation. That's why hell has come against you so strong and the enemy resists you so heavy. It's because your God is going to use the dirty rags of your life. Hallelujah. Somebody give him a praise. I'm not giving you a motivational speech. I'm preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ to you that lifts men. And don't you let fear interfere with the open door. Many people let their past stains stop them from walking through doors of opportunity because they feel inferior and they feel intimidated. And I'm one to preach that because that is my battle. But I've been in the pit of depression. I've been in the pit of hopelessness. I've been in the pit of fear. I've been through all kinds of those pits, and the devil thought that I would give up. But the thing about this story that is beautiful is when you get in that pit, if somebody, will you four come up here? You didn't know when you were sitting on the front row you were going to preach. Come on. We don't practice this stuff. You got to move fast, though. You have to understand the imagery. One rag can reach some, but when I tie my testimony and my dirty rag to somebody else, that's what they started doing. Those 30 men went in the king's treasury, found the dirty rags, and started tying them together. That's the power of the church. The Bible said we're all members of the body of Christ, but this one can't say, I don't need you, and that one can't say, I don't need you. We need each other. And when I was sinking, there was a woman named Rachel Joyner who threw a little rag to me, and she wouldn't let me go. And she started in my dark hour, and even when Sharice and I have been through things, there were people who threw T.F. Tenney and Mark and Cindy and different people, and even in this church, so many. Oh my goodness, I can't start naming, because just when we were, just what they were singing, just when I had lost me, just when I said we can't do this anymore. Link up. And the more hell pulled, the tighter we got. And the more hell fought, the tighter we got. Oh, if God be for me, and I got my brothers and my sisters, the enemy's coming against your family. But don't let it pull you apart. Let it pull you tighter together. You can't have my baby. You can't have my children. You can't have my family. You can't have my life. You can't have my destiny. He uses rotten rags, not just perfect people. And I'm right where I want to be, coming in for the closing on this message. When Jesus came into this world, his mother wrapped him in anything she could find in a stable. There were donkeys and horses, cows, sheep, chickens, filth, manure, animal slobber. And every time that the farmer would work and clean up, shovel, help pull a calf out, blood, stains, he'd get one of those old rags, get the filth off, stains, blood stains, dirty stains, filthy stains. And the Bible said when Jesus was born, the angel said, you will know. He said this to the shepherds in Luke 2. He said, you will know the Messiah by what he's adorned in. He'll be laying in a feed trough, wrapped in swaddling clothes. That means filthy rags that have been used just to clean the filth off your hands enough to go find some water. It's stained, filthy, throwaway rags. They took 8 pounds of God, and that's what she wrapped him in to present him to the world. God in skin, the creator of the universe, walked down a stairs of heaven to a barnyard in Bethlehem, and they wrapped him in filthy, rotten rags. And if you want to find Jesus, you will not find him among a bunch of religious people in their outward garments, pretending that they're so perfect and beautiful. You won't find him in a woke church that's not preaching the gospel, but it's a social club. You won't find him. You'll find him wherever there are dirty, rotten rags that have clung to him. And he is our righteousness. And all we are is the rags that he uses to drop into somebody's dungeon. And when you tell your testimony, and when you share your story, and when you don't let your pain be in vain, but you say, let me tell you what the Lord has done for me. We stop testifying. When I met my father-in-law, Jimmy McGibney, who's gone on to be with the Lord, the thing that impressed me immediately is he loved to tell the story of how he was saved. He was always witnessing. He worked at Pitney Bowes in Atlanta for many years, and he would tell his story. He was always telling his story. It hit me this week. When's the last time we told our story to somebody? They will die. The message to the king was, if somebody doesn't reach that man in that pit, he will die there. Marriages will die there. Families will die there. Sons and daughters, brothers and sisters will die there if somebody doesn't throw the dirty rag of their testimony and say, I know what God can do. I have seen it for myself. And when you understand that he uses not perfect people. I love it because that's what our seniors do. That's what mom, you do still. You know, she retired at 90. She's fixing to be 90 in 2 weeks or 3 weeks, something like that. And she retired. We finally talked her into, listen to this. We finally talked her into retiring, and then now she's refired.
And now she's going back every Monday and taking her little dirty rag and throwing it back into and in the rest homes. How many services? I don't know how many services a month, but they're throwing the rag of their own life in the prisons. These teens are saying, if we don't reach them, some of them will die in that pit, but we can reach them. And we're throwing the rags. We're throwing the rags. The stories, your story. Somebody's in a pit of depression, and some of you have struggled with depression, and they need your testimony to get them out. They don't need another sermon. They don't need another preacher telling them all that's wrong with them. What they need is somebody who's been there and understands that your mind has to be renewed and the joy of the Lord is your strength. Addiction, they're crying out from the pit. They'll not get out unless somebody gets out and becomes that testimony of, he took my rags and turned it into royalty. I want him to use me. I want him to use my life. Let my life tell his story. That's what they said. And that's what I felt today. That the worst situations in your life where you failed him the most, that you feel stained by, discarded, and the world says, no. The king has a place for dirty rags in his kingdom. And you are the very one God will use just to show man and hell, I'm a king who believes in sinking souls, and I never give up. And I'm going to pull them up, and I'm going to pull them out. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Listen to the words. Very deeply I was sinking, stained with sin. It was an old filthy, dirty rag. Sinking to rise no more. Oh, but then the master of the sea, he heard my despairing cry. From the filthy mire, muck, and water, he lifted me. Now say, when he saved me, I didn't hear him saying, I'm so disappointed in you. It was love that lifted, you go right ahead. He lifted me. I felt it at the same time he felt it. Oh, when nothing else could help his love, it lifted me. Oh, love,
loved like I never felt. That Friday night, it lifted me. That Sunday night. Oh, it was God's love that lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifting me. Souls in danger, look to him. Jesus completely saves. He will lift you by his love out of the angry waves. For he's still the master of the sea. Billows, they obey his will. Woo. He is your Savior. Your Savior, he wants to be. Be saved too. Today is your day. Oh. Anybody remember the dungeon? Oh, love. He's reaching for you. It lifted even me. When nothing don't take your life, suicide's not the answer. Don't do that. When nothing else can help, his love lifted me. Oh, love. I want you to reach over and put your hand on somebody's shoulder right now. Lifted me, because the dirty rags are reaching. The dirty rags are being tied into a rope. There's people on every row that's in the muck and the mire, and God wants you to know that he's not mad at you. He loves you. He'll never give up on you. Oh, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, oh, love lifted me. Every head bowed, every eye closed at every campus. If the Holy Spirit is speaking to you and you would say, Pastor Jensen, I feel so far from God and I want to be washed and I want to be cleansed and I want him to take my dirty rags and turn them into royalty and then throw me into the same pit that I was dying in and pull someone out. Pray this prayer, everybody. Put your hand on your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, I surrender to you.
my life. I recognize that I need cleansed by the blood of Jesus. So wash me now, forgive me, and cleanse me. I believe that you died and you rose from the dead so that I could live and not die in this dungeon that I've been in. Let your love lift me. Let your love raise me. Forgive me. And it is done, because you finished it on Calvary. All I had to do was ask, and you take rags and turn them into royalty. I receive it. Now, everybody say this with your hand on your heart. Lord, use my dirty rag story to pull somebody else out of their dungeon. I mean it. The tears that I've cried, the pain that I've gone through, don't let my pain be in vain. The child that I lost, the marriage that busted, the children that have been on things, and the enemy, all of that, God will make your rag of rescue to somebody who you would never be sensitive to, but because you've been there, you can help them. In Jesus' name.
This program has been sponsored in part by friends and partners of Jensen Franklin Media Ministries. We hope you've enjoyed this teaching by Jensen Franklin, and thank you for your continued support of this ministry. Your prayers and financial support make these programs possible. For more information about this message and other ministry resources, visit us online at jensenfranklin.tv.